this evening, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, sent Snooks to the store with a dollar to buy him a newspaper. 2 hours have passed and the child hasn't returned. As the scene opens, Daddy is on the telephone trying to locate Snooks. Listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Grundy's Candy Store?
Yes, sir. Grundy speaking.
This is Mr. Higgins. I sent my daughter down
to... Oh, yes. She just left here, Mr. Higgins. Treated a flock of kids to ice cream sodas.
Well, she did. Did she pay for them?
Yes. Said you gave her a dollar for her birthday.
That's fine. Thanks very much, Grundy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, that's where she's been with my dollar. Wait till I get my hands on her. Snooks! Snooks, is that you?
I don't think so, Daddy.
Come in here.
I have to put my blocks away.
I'll put your blocks away.
Why?
Snooks, look at me. Take a good look at me.
You look awful.
Never mind that. I gave you a dollar to go and buy me an evening paper. Where's my paper?
Huh?
Where's my paper?
It fell in the mud.
Mud?
Yeah.
There's no mud in the street. It hasn't rained for over a week.
No?
No.
Oh, dry, ain't it?
Very. Now, how did the paper fall in the mud?
I found a puddle and I fell in it.
Oh, I see. Well, how come your clothes aren't wet?
The sun dried them.
Since when does the sun come out after 6 o'clock at night?
Is it after 6?
Yes.
Then I gotta go to bed for night.
No, you don't. Wait. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Now, what did you do with my dollar? What are you yelling about?
I didn't buy no ice cream.
Who said you bought ice cream? All I know is I sent you for an evening paper.
Is that all you know, Daddy?
Until you confess the rest.
Oh.
All right, Snooks. You came home without the paper. I presume you have my dollar?
I presume so.
Well, where is it?
I ain't got it.
Snooks, is it possible that you came home without the paper and without the dollar, too? Could that be?
Could be.
I see. Well, I'm not going to bandy words with you any longer. Now I want to hear the truth from your own lips. What did you do with that money?
I swallowed it.
I told you I want the truth. Now, why didn't you go to buy the paper in the first place?
They didn't have no papers in the first place.
Oh, no?
No, so I went to the second place.
Go on.
And I tried to buy the paper, Daddy. But they grabbed the dollar.
Who grabbed the dollar?
The three burglars.
What three burglars?
What'd you say, Daddy?
You said three burglars grabbed the dollar. Well, I'm waiting.
I'm thinking, Daddy.
Oh, brother, I never heard a story like this.
It's good, ain't it?
No. Now, what about those three burglars?
Well, one came from the back, and one came from the top, and then...
Oh, stop it. You can't make me believe any excuse about three burglars.
Oh, will you believe it about two burglars?
No.
One burglar?
No burglars. I won't listen to anything about burglars.
Are you scared of burglars, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, I've had enough of this.
Me too, goodbye.
Don't you dare leave this room. This is a very serious matter. And I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Comprehend?
Copperhead.
All right. Now, what happened to my dollar? Remember the truth.
All right.
Well?
An elephant sniffed it up his trunk.
Oh, an elephant. Where did you meet this elephant?
He followed me to the store.
I see. And why would an elephant follow you to the store?
I didn't ask him.
Maybe he was going to a Republican convention.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All right. So an elephant followed you to the store and sniffed the dollar up his trunk.
You believe it, Daddy?
Oh, sure. I believe that stuff about the three burglars, too.
Then why are you taking off your belt?
Because there's a patrol wagon in my pants. I'll stop yelling. And go on with your fantastic story. Now, what happened when the elephant sniffed the dollar off his nose?
I think he sneezed.
Oh, he sneezed?
Yeah. And he blew me right into an ice cream parlor.
Ah! Yeah. Now we're getting to the truth. All right, Snooks. You can drop your subterfuge.
Can't you spank me with them on?
I mean, you didn't tell any more lies. You went to the ice cream parlor with a flock of kids, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
And you bought 10 ice cream sodas.
Uh-huh.
And you all drank them.
No, I drank them all.
What about the other kids?
They watched.
Snooks, do you mean to tell me you guzzled 10 ice cream sodas all by yourself?
I only guzzled 9.
What about the other one?
I just gargled it.
What a child. A female Tony Galento.
Can I go now, Daddy?
No, I'm not through with you. Why did you go to such great trouble to make up those awful fibs?
It wasn't no trouble.
And to think it should happen on this day of all days.
It's the only day you gave me a dollar.
I'm not talking about that. You know what day this is?
Dollar Day.
No. It happens to be George Washington's birthday.
Is he going to have a party?
Snooks, George Washington is the man who never told a lie.
Why?
Because he believed in the truth. When his father asked him who chopped down the cherry tree, he said, I can't tell a lie, Pop. I did it.
Did Popeye do it?
No,
Pop, I didn't do it. George did it.
And why did they blame it on Popeye?
He didn't blame it on anybody. He confessed that he did it himself.
Who did?
George Washington.
Who is he?
Oh, don't tell me you've never heard of George Washington.
Why?
Don't you learn anything at that broken-down stool?
Ain't it awful?
I can't believe this. Oh, Snooks, you must have heard of him. Who was our first president?
Columbus.
No! It was Washington. George Washington. That's the first thing you learn, the names of our presidents. The first president was Washington, the second was Adams, and the third was... the third president... You mean you tell me you never heard of Washington? Snooks, you've seen that wonderful picture, Spirit of 76?
No, I ain't.
You have two. One man is carrying a 5...
And one is playing the drum?
That's right.
And the other one has a headache?
No, that's a bandage. He's wounded, fighting for George Washington and our glorious country. And you picked a day to tell the most abominable string of untruths I've ever heard. Snooks, I'm ashamed of you.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, I've simply got to punish you. It's going to be a very painful lesson for you. I know it'll upset Mother, and I don't want you to think I'll get any pleasure from it. But I must spank you.
Well, if it's going to make everybody feel bad, let's call it off.
Oh, no. After tonight, you'll remember to tell the truth. Then you'll be sure to get your reward in the end.
That's where I always get it.
Turn over, Snooks. Here we go again.